Jonathan Brooks scored his first professional touchdown Friday night in Jacksonville, a one-yard run capping Bryce Young's 58-yard drive, and finished with 5 carries for 18 yards with the first-team offense, per the CBS Sports box score. 20 months, 2 tears of the same reconstructed knee, and 1 full missed season sit behind that sentence. Brooks pointed to the forearm tattoo honoring his father, who died in March of 2022, then made a heart toward the sky. "Just to give a sign to my father, because I want to show the world, I want him to live through me," he said, per Cassidy Hill at the team's site. Young: "The amount of work he's put in since he's been here, you can't even describe it. He's a special guy. The football details matter as much as the moment." Cole Noble at A to Z Sports credited the restored interior, guard Robert Hunt and rookie right tackle Monroe Freeling, with opening the lanes, including an 11-yard Brooks carry, and Dave Canales said seeing Brooks running aggressively was so important, per Hill. Noble also logged the flaw, a missed pass protection assignment on third down, the kind of detail that decides passing down trust. In the honest usage context, Brooks is running with the ones because Chuba Hubbard's hamstring has now cost him 2 straight games, with no reporting this week of a practice return. Our June preview called Brooks a blank page with a real opportunity, the tell being how the staff actually used him, and 2 games in, the staff has used him as the first team back, given him a goal line touch, and watched him finish a drive. The page now reads 9 touches, 32 yards, 1 touchdown, healthy exits both weeks. What to watch? His workload in Friday's finale against Houston, and whether Hubbard's return, whenever it comes, changes who takes the first handoff. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.